brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Good morning and welcome to Results Matter Radio. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and today's show, we are spotlighting the Georgia Council for International Visitors. Go ahead and go to the gciv.org website right now. Shell Stewart is with us here in the studio, who is the Georgia Council for International Visitors Executive Director. We've also got Yelena Ipova, partner at Habif Arigetti and Wynn, and this year's chair of the Consular Ball, and Annabella Malins, Her Majesty's Consul General, British Consulate of the General Atlanta area. And Anton Mertens is also with me in the studio from Burr and Foreman. Hey, Anton.
Hello.
I'm glad that you're here, so that we've got an amazing panel of guests this morning, and this is going to be very interesting. I'd like to start with Shell to give us just some overview background of the mission of the GCIV, the purpose.
Hi, thank you. So GCIV was formed 50 years ago, and our mission is to create valuable international experiences and opportunities for the people of Georgia and emerging leaders from around the world. And we work with the U.S. Department of State to bring in leaders from around the world, usually 500 leaders a year from over 100 different countries, and we connect them with their professional counterparts here in Georgia.
Excellent. And it's a very active group. I've been looking at the website preparing for the show, and there's so many amazing programs and events.
We do have a lot of programs and events. Most people are surprised to learn that in any given week, we're hosting two delegations. And, you know, they're during the day, they're meeting with their professional counterparts. And in the evening, they're doing social events and cultural events. Just last night, we hosted a delegation of NGO leaders from China. And GCIV volunteers and members and plus our delegation met at an international restaurant here in town and for our international dining experience. So that's just one, but we have a lot of different programs, a lot of different members and volunteers and ways to get involved and interact with these emerging leaders from around the world.
And Atlanta is certainly growing in its global capacity. Have you seen a rise in the interest of getting involved with the GCIV and volunteers for the programs over the last couple of years?
I definitely have. We're contacted every day by people who are interested in getting involved internationally and really expanding their world right here in Georgia. One indication of that, I think, is how the Consular Corps has grown over the years. Our major annual event and fundraiser is the International Consular Ball. And when GCIV started organizing this event over 30 years ago, I think that there were probably maybe 15 representatives of the Consular Corps, and now we're at over 70.
That is a lot of engagement. Annabella, would you mind telling us a bit more about your involvement and what you do in terms of your role with the British Council?
Thanks very much, Elizabeth. Yes, I represent the British interests here in the southeast of the United States, and I'm one of the something like 70 representations that Shell mentioned. We have offices here. In fact, our office has been in Atlanta for more than 60 years. But since the Atlanta Olympics, there's been a really significant increase in the number of international representatives based with offices here in Atlanta. And that's a reflection of the growing global links that Atlanta has and the extensive way in which that is influencing the growth of the business community in Atlanta. And it's also, I think, a reflection of the numbers of professional people that move into Atlanta to develop their careers, and influencing, of course, the way in which universities and business schools are developing their activities. Atlanta's become a real magnet for international eyes. Of course, it's a host city for some major multinational companies, you know, famous names like Coca-Cola and UPS. And it's got a very strong cluster of professional service companies that help that international engagement. So it's very important for governments like mine, but also governments from every quarter of the world, to have offices here that can help to represent the interests of their nationals. And just as a representative of that consular corps, I think many people would be surprised at just how extensive that list of countries represented is. Of course, it includes some of the large European countries. It includes Canada and other major trading nations. It includes some of the really interesting emerging economies of the globe, including Brazil, India, and of course China, as well as many African countries, Liberia, Mali, Nigeria, Sierra Leone. Of course, I can go on for much longer. And smaller countries like Denmark, Liechtenstein, also Switzerland, as an example of the range of international activity that's going on in this great city of Atlanta.
And you've quite a wide territory as well, not just in Georgia, but a six-state region, is that right?
Absolutely, yes. I think I'm similar to many of my counterparts from other nations who are representing their countries in this part of the United States. We see the Southeast economy as a real growth engine within the massive U.S. economy. And Atlanta itself provides a big international gateway for some of our primary interests, which are largely driven around economic and commercial interests, as well as scientific and cultural relations. And of course, most of us also are partly here to safeguard the interests of our citizens, many of which reside in the big cities like Atlanta, which have such amount of international business going on.
Now, Yelena, I was joking before we came on the air that I was so impressed we got a CPA here on April 16th. You deserve double credit. And you've been chairing the ball this year. Putting on an event like this has got to be quite an effort. There's a lot of different facets to the program. Tell us a little bit about the planning and pulling something like this together.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah, I wanted to be on the radio this morning, so I had to make that extra effort. But, you know, I'm trying to stay awake, so I'll be able to do it. Yeah, definitely a lot of planning is going into this event. And, I mean, JCIV itself obviously provides a lot of support, and their staff is just unbelievable. And they do have a small staff, but they can accomplish quite a bit with just a very few people. And, of course, help comes from volunteers and members of the board of GCIV. And we also have a lot of sponsors. We're also looking for more, always. But a lot of people are involved in preparation. And we this year, we decided to look at some new venues, and we're doing our event at the World of Coke, which we think is going to be really amazing, and it's going to give it a little bit of a different flavor. It's a more modern facility than we normally use, and obviously very well known. It's going to be a fun event. I cannot uncover everything that will be happening, but there will be some nice things, a lot of fun things planned. We're having this year, we decided to do online auction instead of doing it at the event. And this way we are hoping to give, first of all, more time for people to examine what's available and to submit bids. And also this way we can have people that are not at the ball participating in the auction. And we'll have wonderful food and music and drinks and really, really great networking.
Absolutely. Now, are the auction items online? Can people go and look at them right now? Or when can we start the bidding? I'm ready to whip out my checkbook here.
Yes, absolutely. That's great. If you go to biddingforgood.com/2013GCIV auction, you can find that. But I think there's also a link from the front page of our website, gciv.org. So that's the easy way to get there. You can also purchase tickets to the Consular Ball through a link on the front page of our website. And Yelena didn't want to reveal too much about what's going on at the event, but I'm going to give you a little hint. Next week, apparently, is National Karaoke Month.
Oh, really?
Can I also give a little teaser for that online auction? Because I've been one of the beneficiaries of some of the auction prizes in past years, and they provide an opportunity for anybody who's interested to get a real flavor of those international connections that Atlanta brings. For example, some of the prizes provide an opportunity to dine with consul generals in their residences. Sometimes it's an opportunity to bid for artifacts, wonderful cultural artifacts that come from thousands of miles away around the globe. I see online this year there's an absolutely fascinating prize, which is a Dracula tea set. And I'm going to allow those that are listening to work out which country does that come from.
Very interesting. Now, there's also global lunch forums that occur regularly. I wanted to find out more about that particular activity. It sounds like the international community does a lot of fun dining and events.
Well, we like to keep it fun. And if there's food involved, that's people are extra motivated, I think. So our global lunch forums are, as I mentioned, our delegations are meeting with their professional counterparts in professional meetings during the day. But we wanted to have an opportunity during the daytime as well for people who aren't necessarily directly connected to that field to also hear from these international visitors and really just have an informal forum for them to meet and learn about what's going on right now in real time on the ground of whichever country our visitor is coming from. So we've organized these global lunch forums. They're just, from noon to 1 o'clock at different locations around town. And we invite our international visitor to share about their work, and attendees come and ask questions, and it's just a really nice sharing opportunity.
What I love about those types of events is that, you know, as I sort of move around the Southeast, I meet young professionals that are very interested to develop their careers on, and what seems very important to them as they develop their career paths is to get that international experience. And what GCIV events offer is an opportunity to engage with people around the world without all the expense of traveling, and to have really stimulating conversations in areas of special interest to them. So I can thoroughly recommend those types of opportunities.
Now, speaking of other opportunities, the International Dining Experience is another program that I see on the website as well. And also hosting is an option.
Yeah, hosting is actually one of our most interesting volunteer opportunities. So we have a squadron of volunteer hosts from around the city who... So when our visitors come, they stay in hotels. But if you think about it, when you travel to another country, a really interesting and unique opportunity would be to have dinner in a private home with real citizens who are not necessarily connected to the business that you're doing. So these volunteers go to the hotel where our visitors are staying, pick them up, bring them to their homes for an informal dinner. They usually invite neighbors or friends to join in. And they just have a meal together and sit down and learn about each other. And then they take the visitors back to the hotel at the end of the evening. And our volunteers, I mean, it's it's really a commitment because, you know, everybody's lives are so busy. And I think when you're preparing dinner or trying to clean up your house a little bit, you're thinking, why did I do this? But as soon as the visitors arrive and you're having your dinner, you think, why don't I do this more often? Because it's so rewarding. And then our visitors, you know, they have these incredible professional programs where they're meeting really great contacts in their field. And yet their most memorable experiences, I think, are the dinners that they have in private homes.
That's really neat. And if you want to go deeper, there's also ways to volunteer and have even more of a regular the community connections. It looks like that's another opportunity to really get to know people in a really intimate kind of way.
Yes, this is community connections as visitors are staying for longer term. Usually the program that we do, the visitors are here in Atlanta or in the state of Georgia for just 3 or 4 days. In community connections, it's a more intense program. Delegations come for 3 weeks at a time. They do internships and have meetings, and that instead of staying in hotels, they stay with host families.
Nice. Well, talk a little bit more informally, I guess, about your personal experiences as you've become involved in the organization, gotten to know other members, and really been entrenched in not just the history, but creating the future of GCIV. Elena, what are some particular experiences that have struck out for you?
Well, I've been involved for a few years, and I'm amazed by the quality of people that are volunteering, and not just by the board that, you know, I see obviously more often than the rest of people that are involved with GCIV, but just people that open up their homes. I mean, most of them have busy lives, and they're professionals, and they find time for this because they know it's very important for them and for the community, and also very often for their children, to be exposed to people from other cultures and from other countries. And I'm just amazed by the passion involved, because I've been on the board of many different organizations, and in most cases you see more sort of a business purpose and interest in developing clients and things like that. But on GCIV board, I see a true passion of people that want to make Atlanta even more international.
Nice. Oh, Anton, as you know, your practice focuses on immigration law. So you work a lot with businesses and professionals on international visa, immigration type issues. What do you feel like the value of an organization like this plays in bringing that cultural aspect to the business that's going on internationally?
I echo Elena. GCIV is wonderful because it really does make Atlanta an international city. There's been talk about, you know, after the Olympics, of course, Atlanta being much more receptive. Before that, it really wasn't international, even though we have a big airport. But organizations like GCIV are really putting that to the forefront, not just business, but also culture. And there's so many different countries represented in Atlanta. The ball itself is wonderful. I've attended many years. It's been a while now. I may have to re-up again. But it's a great opportunity to share a meal again with folks from all over the world, including some of their officials, consul generals, honorary consuls from about 70 places. It's a great again. I commend GCIV for being active and for making Atlanta really an international city.
Absolutely. You mentioned partners and sponsors. You have obviously an organization like this thrives because of its partners standing and helping behind it. Would you like to mention any in particular of your partners at this point, Annabelle?
Well, absolutely. And I've seen the GCIV activities, in particular the Consular Ball, being the perfect opportunity for organizations and businesses with international interests to spread the word. It's important for internationally focused businesses to really be able to reach out and engage not just with their existing counterparts and companies, clients, but also, you know, to make sure that people see them as an opportunity to develop their business interests more generally. The sponsors that the GCIV have attracted include some of the big names like the Coca-Cola Company, Delta Airlines, also organizations that are all about developing those international links like the Georgia Department of Economic Development, and of course other organizations that are very much engaged in the international community like the Atlanta International School, the KSU Coles College of Business, other organizations. People wouldn't expect so much to understand and be part of that international community. For example, Georgia Power, they're engaged because they're providing energy to some of the big international operations that exist in the southeast of the United States. Other companies like Habif Arigeti and Wynn that Yelena represents have been long-time sponsors of the Consular Ball because of all that international business which they bring to the city and is so important to them. One of our companies, British companies, Intercontinental Hotels Group, of course, you know, they are engaged with many of the tourism visitors as well as business visitors that come in to Atlanta and across the country in the United States. Invesco would be a well-known name in the financial sector. The Metro Atlanta Chamber here in Atlanta. CUC Immigration Partners, also involved very much at the sharp end of helping people to do business smoothly and successfully overseas. I can carry on with some more names, but I think listeners will see that all these sorts of companies can benefit hugely from engaging those directly at the ball, but associating themselves with an organization like GCIV, who are all about developing the economic, cultural links for Georgia.
I'm jumping in because I had to steal the mic from host Elizabeth Gordon. This is Dana Barrett, the producer, jumping in because I find it really interesting when you're talking about why sort of groups that you wouldn't obviously see getting involved are involved and how sort of international business is sort of critical to everybody. So that sort of makes me want to turn the spotlight onto Shell a little bit because everybody else in the room has an accent. So it's pretty clear why they're involved. But I'd love to know more about your background, Shell, and how you ended up involved.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think I'm a product of international exchange. When I was a child, I was such an internationalist in a family that was not international at all. And I did everything I could to try and explore the world, even with my limited means as a child. And so in university, I studied languages and I studied abroad in Mexico for a year. And then when I graduated, I moved to Japan and worked and taught there for several years. And during both of those experiences, it was so amazing how, first of all, I grew tremendously from the interactions that I had with people from other cultures, but also I benefited so greatly from the kindness that people showed me in these countries. And so when I returned to the United States, I really wanted to get involved and make sure that other people have those positive experiences that I had when I was abroad. And I want to give that same kind of experience to people when they're visiting us.
Now, I think the appeal of learning about, you know, the world around us is obvious. However, I think a lot of people get intimidated if maybe they haven't studied a language or they haven't traveled extensively. Should those people shy away from getting involved in an organization like this? How do you overcome maybe any trepidation with those less international people who are interested but maybe are a little fearful at the beginning?
Well, you don't have to have an accent to be involved. And I mean, nobody told me before I have an accent. I'm surprised. But I mean, we all know that, unfortunately, still most of Americans don't speak another language. Obviously, the hope is that it's going to change with all the languages that are being taught in different schools now, including public schools. And But to be involved in GCIV, you don't have to not know another language. You don't have to be extensively traveled person. I mean, you just need to be interested to learn about other countries, people from other countries, and you need to be willing to dedicate some of your free time. So I think it's a great organization to maybe get involved as a first step to your sort of international travels and learn about other cultures and other ways of lives in different countries.
Nice. Well, here on Results Matter Radio, we always like to talk about the great results that our efforts are creating. And this ball is really an exciting date to look forward to. Saturday, April 27th, coming up. Make sure you get your ticket or grab onto these sponsorship opportunities soon. Let's talk about some of the results that the organization has created in the community over the years. And what that influence has looked like for Georgia. Annabelle, would you like to start?
One of the most valuable things that one looks for in getting to know a place is relationships. Relationships with people that are involved and engaged and can provide really high quality information. And that's what I've found through being part of what GCIV does, and including through being able to be one of those hosted at the Consular Ball. It's an incredibly incredible privilege to meet with people who are really interested to tell me about Georgia and about the Southeast and the United States, and often can help point me in the right direction and provide me with contacts that can help me go about my core business. So those are the sorts of things that I've benefited from personally by being part of GCIV.
Excellent. Shell?
Yes, I want to... I guess I can mention that over the course of the 60-some-odd years that the International Visitor Leadership Program, which is our main program that brings in emerging leaders from around the world, has been in existence, these are really the best and the brightest from around the world in so many different fields. It's a by invitation only program. You can't apply to be on it. So these visitors that are coming are really amazing people in their own rights. And to illustrate that, we like to brag that over the course of these decades, over 350 world leaders who have come as emerging leaders have gone on to do such great things that over 350 have gone on to become presidents or prime ministers of their countries. And if you can imagine Wow. that you have the opportunity to host, Nicolas Sarkozy when he was a young politician, Wow. or Margaret Thatcher, in fact, or Felipe Calderon of Mexico. So these are all people who were in the program as young professionals, gone on to become presidents or prime ministers. And we're creating these valuable connections between emerging professional leaders here in Georgia and these leaders around the world.
That's phenomenal. That's really amazing. Yelena?
Well, when I moved to the U.S. Years ago from St. Petersburg, Russia, I can tell you that the extent of Atlanta's international community was Beaufort Highway. And I, since then, obviously, I don't have to tell you how international Atlanta became. And I think in addition to, having a great airport and the climate and the location, I think GCIV plays a huge role in making Atlanta more international. So I'm very thankful for that.
Absolutely. And the trend is only going to continue. Anton, how about you?
Well, it's really different U.S. and non-U.S. business. In U.S., you sit down and talk business. In other places, like in Europe, for instance, you have a meal the night before, get to know your business partner, and then talk business the next day, in the same way they do in South America, probably. So it's not all about business. When people look for a location, like Atlanta or the Southeast, they look for a cultural connection as well. And the more people that are there from your country or that are like you, that have gone through through actually moving and relocating and adjusting, the more you find in common, and it's an attractive place. And it's a great place to do business, a great place to live, a great place to raise children. As Yelena mentioned, the climate is wonderful. I just was in Belgium last week, and it was still winter. So it's great to be here with all the azaleas in full bloom and the pollen. But again, it's the cultural portion that's sometimes missing when people are doing business and saying, well, I want to do business. Well, first, let me get to know you.
Absolutely. So important. Well, this has been an enlightening conversation about international affairs and the growing international community and the work of the George Council for International Visitors. We only have about a minute left. I want to make sure people know where to go to find more information. And buy tickets to the ball and get involved with some of these wonderful opportunities that GCIV offers. So that website, one more time.
It's really easy, gciv.org for Georgia Council for International Visitors.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you all at the ball.
Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Gordon signing off from Burr and Foreman's Results Matter Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We will talk to you next week.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.